Welcome to today's Midday Interview. I'm joined in the studio today by John Staton, who is the features editor at the Star News, and Don Ansel, who has collaborated with John on the creation and the production of the first annual Wilmington Theater Awards, which happens tonight at Thalian Hall downtown. Welcome, John and Don. It's great to have you here.
It's so good to see you again.
It's so good to see you, too.
I once played you on stage. You remember?
And I once played you.
You did. Wow. You did.
We met years ago in Prelude to a Kiss. Yes,
that's right,
and
I remember that.
We traded bodies. Yes, it was a wonderful experience.
I got the better end of the deal.
I don't know about that. Well, let's talk about the Wilmington Theater Awards. First of all, what are they? What's happening tonight at Thalian Hall?
Well, basically, it's just, you know, it's going to be a big show and a big party to kind of honor the theater community, which, you know, we all know we have such a great theater community in this town. You know, so many companies. I think we have over 20 companies once you count all the children's theaters and the university and everyone. And so it's just pretty much a way to publicize them and honor them and, you know, honor the best that, you know, best theater that was done last year.
How did you... You said you have 20 different theater companies, and you're looking at all these people involved with all of these theater companies and productions. What's your process for going through and figuring out who becomes a nominee and who doesn't?
Well, first we got Amma's suggestions. All the theater companies, you know, we sent them a ballot and said, you know, tell us who you thought was, you know, who are your best of the year? You know, give us those. Then we asked then the Star News critics, you know, did the same thing. And then we began a very difficult process of whittling down. I mean, it's just every category, literally, there was probably three to five other people or more who very easily could have been nominated. But, you know, when you have five, you have to make the hard decisions, and it's, you know, it doesn't, just because someone wasn't nominated, there was a lot of great performers, a lot of great shows that didn't get nominated just because there were so many shows and so many performers. But, you know, we tried to be, hopefully, we, you know, probably didn't do a perfect job, but, you know, we did the best we could, and I think we have a pretty good slate, and judging from the rehearsal we saw last night, certainly in musicals,
we did
a pretty good job.
The show is just going to be, tonight's show is just going to be spectacular. We've got five show-stopping production numbers from each of the five musicals, and an opening number that will... It's really going to please. It's very funny, and I'm not going to say too much more about it.
I've heard it's funny, and I have to say I won't give anything away, but I've heard that it takes pot shots at just about everybody involved.
In theater, it does.
So we have to put on our rhino skin tonight and come right. Ready to laugh and maybe have a couple of drinks.
There you go.
Now, this is modeled after some of the major awards show. Is that
sure, yeah.
So you have categories for best actor and actress. What are some of the other categories?
Yeah, well, there's the acting awards, best actress in a play, best actor in a play, best actress in a musical, best actor in a musical, best play, best director for a musical, and right. The list goes on. So it is modeled sort of after the Tonys, and so there'll be a lot of winners, and there'll be a lot of folks who will try again next year.
We actually announced the first slate of because... We had 20-some categories, and we knew that would make for too long of a show, so we actually announced about half of them this morning.
The readers' picks.
Right, readers' picks of, like, you know, best choreography, which was, I think, was Ray Kennedy, best music direction, which I think was Lorene Walsh from Opera House.
Yeah.
So, but you can look at those on our website, and we'll go over them tonight at the show, too. We'll kind of, you know, they will all be honored tonight as well.
So some of those winners are posted now at starnewsonline.com.
Yep. I think about 11 or 12, I think, are posted already, and then the rest will be revealed tonight.
Is it your intention to go all the way in terms of modeling this after the major awards shows? For instance, how far are we going with the red carpet? Is there going to be paparazzi, and will people be talking about who they're wearing?
I don't.
Well, I hope not. But
I'm wearing John. I don't know who's wearing.
It's not going to be. You know, it's not. I mean, you know, I think Justin Smith, the MC, is wearing a tux. He might be the only one wearing a tux. You know, it's like dress cocktail attire. I mean, dress nice.
We've got the mayor.
Whatever that means to you. You know,
we've got the mayor. Presenting, right. We've got District Attorney Ben David presenting. Jeff Haddock from the Star News will be presenting, and Linda Lavin, of course, will be presenting as well.
Who is also a wonderful friend of WHQR
and
an incredible community.
And by the
killer.
Way, I might mention that you are also nominated in the Best Actress play category. Oh. And so best of luck to you tonight.
Well, there's that. That means I took someone's
slot. How did we get this interview anyway?
Slot. Jamila Erickson, who's on vacation, booked this interview.
That's right.
Now, how will you determine the winners? I know you talked about just looking and culling through these massive amounts of people and productions that happened in 2011. And I understand it's a combination, though, of critics and some other elements.
Right. Now, the ones that were announced today, that was a pure public vote of anyone, you know, theater community or not, could go in and vote for the one. Now, the ones that are announced tonight, it's a combination. Our great accounting department actually came up with a formula and an Excel spreadsheet where we could plug in it. So it's one-third critic votes. You know, me and the other critics got a vote. One-third public, which is based on, you know, on the online poll that we did. And then one-third came from the theater companies. I think 15 companies submitted ballots, and they voted for, and they could vote for themselves, they could vote for anyone. And honestly, I found out the winners pretty recently, and I think the process worked. I mean, there are some cases where the critics kind of sway the winner. There are some cases where really the public really came out and I supported the winner. And there's a couple of cases where really the theater companies themselves, the way the votes fell, actually ended up determining that. So
I was just going to say, one of the ways to remember it is Herman Cain's 999.
Right,
this is the Wilmington Theater Awards 333.
Yeah, right. There you go. Third. There you go.
I like it. That's great. And I like the fact that your accounting department created this spreadsheet.
That's
so
right.
It's modeled on Price Waterhouse's.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But you already know. So that sort of. Yes.
Well, we had to order the awards and all that. So.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with John Staton of the Star News and Don Ansel, who collaborated with John and it sounds like many other people on pulling together the first annual Wilmington Theater Awards to honor the theatrical community, which takes place tonight at Thalian Hall in downtown Wilmington at 8 p.m. And speaking of that, there has been some confusion about the start time of the show.
Show starts at 8. Curtain is at 8. There are
8:05, something like that. 8 o'clock.
There are still tickets available, and there will be seats. I'm sure there will be seats available if you just walk up to the box office tonight.
Yep.
And so we want to encourage folks to do that. It's like $12, and you won't find a better price on an evening of entertainment.
It's a $12 ticket.
Yeah.
And you really are putting this together sort of like a musical extravaganza,
it
sounds like.
It's huge and very entertaining.
How many musical numbers are in the show tonight?
There's five, one from each of the nominated musicals, and then an opening number that sets the stage for the rest of the evening, and it's really going to be fun and great entertainment. And these are huge production numbers. So
I was just impressed last night during the rehearsal. I can't, because some of these casts haven't been to, like Chicago, they haven't done the show for a year. And I swear, it's like, I can't believe how tight it was just based on the fact that they haven't done it since January of 2011.
Walked back in and picked it right up again.
Yeah.
There's a number from Hairspray. There's a number from Avenue Q. There's a number from Ragtime.
Cindy Hospital is just amazing. Great singer.
Yeah,
great singer.
There's a number from A Man of La Mancha.
Tony Rivenbark is going to do that one.
Yeah.
Oh, a little gossip?
Yeah.
That's right.
Wonderful. I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say that?
No,
did I just blow the cover on the
Oscars? No.
Now, getting a ticket to the Oscars or the Tonys is a tough call unless you're a nominee or related to someone who is or managing someone who is. But you're saying that the public is welcome to attend this.
The public will. I mean, this is not just for the theater community. This will be an evening of great entertainment that will truly be memorable. Yeah.
Now, John, you were talking a little earlier about the process of culling through and figuring out the nominees.
Right.
As a theater critic in a relatively small municipality, how do you approach that kind of criticism or evaluation here? Is there a different standard for different theater companies based on what you know their resources are and what you expect of them?
No, I mean, there's not. I mean, I treat Opera House the same as I treat the Owners Association as, frankly, UNCW. And honestly, UNCW does some of the best work in town. And just because they're students, that doesn't mean they can't do that. I mean, my whole thing is, you know, I'm not in New York. I'm not trying to write for the Village Voice and flame people. My whole thing is tactful but honest. And that, you know, I'm not going to say something's good when it's not, but at the same time, I'm not out there trying to, you know, riff on people. And just the way the nominations came out, I really tried to kind of reward people who, you know, not only just showed just amazing talent, but kind of maybe thought outside the box in different ways and were a little, you know, came at it something a little differently than maybe had been done in the past or than they could have.
Where do the two of you see this going in the future? Do you see this becoming an annual Wilmington tradition, or what would you like to see happen?
This is actually the nuts and bolts of putting it together has been a year-long process.
Absolutely.
And so we'll start tomorrow having lunch and starting
all right,
tomorrow.
Right. Oh, God.
it's quite a process. So it would be nice if this could continue and become an annual event.
That's ambitious, but certainly very doable. I know a lot of people in town are talking about this and are excited about it and are looking forward to this unique entertainment that we're going to be treated to tonight.
And let me mention one other thing. We're also doing an enduring contribution to Wilmington Theater Award tonight. Somebody that has done a lifetime of work here in the community and in the theatrical community, and Leela Thompson, who is going to be the first recipient of the Enduring Contribution to Wilmington Theater Award. She is heads up the Willis Richardson Players. It's the oldest continuing operating African-American theatrical company in the state of North Carolina, and Leela will be the recipient tonight.
Very, very sweet lady.
A wonderful, wonderful acknowledgement, and we'll look forward to that tonight. Thank you so much. If you haven't gotten tickets to the Wilmington Theater Awards, tickets are still available at the Thalian Hall box office. You can log on to thalianhall.com or wilmingtontickets.com, and you can also call the Thalian Hall box office at 632-2285. And Don, what time does the box office open today?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay, so 2 o'clock until curtain, you can get tickets.
Absolutely.
Don Ansel, John Staton of the Star News, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.